note about our, one other note about our worship here this morning is that the songs are just in a little bit different order. We'll follow our projection in front of us. The praise song of the day, "You Are My All in All," we'll be singing that as our sermon hymn. And "Precious Lord, Take My Hand," we'll be singing during communion. So I just wanted to let you know about that shift, but just follow what's projected in front of you. We make our beginning this morning by calling on our God here to be with us. His presence will guide us. We do so with these words: "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Amen. We confess our sins. "Then I call on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful."
We are all supposed to say that, actually. Let's go back and say that together. Let's share it together. "Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful." Since we are gathered to our Lord Jesus in the fellowship of this altar, let us consider our own unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as God's people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking His grace for the sake of Christ and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen." Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us rise for the prayer of the day. Lord Jesus, at times we fear that you are far away from us. Forgive us for doubting your presence, and give us confidence that our Redeemer and Vindicator is always near. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we hear from God's Word.